Next patient is Robert McCarrick, and the last name is McCarrick. First name is Robert. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white male that is being followed in the office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The CKD is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis due to the presence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, aging process, period. And the possibility of C3 glomerulopathy has been ruled out, period. The patient has, in the past, a history of carcinoid with a presence in the left lower lobe of the lung that was excised. The patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis at the ITP, period. At the present time, the patient is anticoagulated with Eliquis and Plavix. The serum creatinine remains 2.58, the estimated GFR 23 mLs per minute, and the serum potassium that was 5.7 after we discontinued the use of spironolactone went down to 4.6. The protein creatinine ratio is slightly elevated. It's 800. We're going to monitor this. This patient is not a candidate for a SGLT2 or finerenone. Number two, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease that is compensated. I have to point out that the patient has lost more than 10 pounds after the recent passing of the wife. Following number arterial hypertension, atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation, following number history of ITP. Following number, the patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis that is treated with the administration of Plaquenil 200 milligrams POVID. Following number, liver cirrhosis, the etiology is unclear. Alcohol might be playing a role in that entity. Following number, congestive heart failure that is compensated. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. We advise the patient to do at least a good meal during the day, weigh daily, and remain in the present body weight or increase at least for 5 pounds. We are going to reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup in 4 months. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.